Hey everyone, it's Jamie. I launched a brand new podcast. It's called Trendvetters, and on it, I dive into all the latest viral beauty, health, and fashion trends that we all see on our screens, like Hollywood's latest skinny injection, Ozempic, and the buccal fat removal procedure that's got everyone looking like a snatched-faced supermodel. And I'm sharing my own personal experience with some of these trends because we're all friends here, right? Trendvetters is a fun, lighthearted podcast and YouTube series that not only keeps you up to date on all the latest trends, but also serves as a nice break in between all of the true crime content I know you're binging. As a self-described cool mom in my 40s who's obsessed with skincare, I cannot wait to share all the hacks I've gotten from TikTok that have influenced me to change some of my daily routines. Without further delay, here's an episode of Trendvetters to give you a taste of what to expect on the show. Don't forget to hit the follow or subscribe button in your podcast player while you're listening. This episode involves discussions about weight loss, diet culture, and drugs being taken for weight loss. Please take care before listening. I have this theory that whenever a Kardashian abruptly changes their look, the current trend in fashion dies and a new one is reborn. My mind immediately shifts to that life-altering moment when Kim Kardashian dropped 16 pounds in just 3 weeks, just so she could fit into Marilyn Monroe's dress for the Met Gala. The Kardashian family are both the birth and death of the curvy body. Kim Kardashian has always been known for her voluptuous figure, but after a recent comparison photo of her side by side from one year to another, it looks like the slim thick trend is behind us and a resurgence of the skinny look is back. I could not be rolling my eyes harder into the back of my head right now.
Here we go! Here the fuck we go! Here the fuck we go!
Anyway, both Hollywood and some of us regular folk seem to be embracing the trend. Ugh. Just when I thought my post-COVID body was a flex, poof, she gone. Celebrities all over Hollywood have been keeping a secret regarding how they were getting so thin so fast. But the secret's out, and now it's not just celebrities that are shrinking in record time. It's the suburban mom down the street, and maybe even someone in your inner circle, but you just don't know it yet. This skinny trend has gone viral, so naturally, I dove into it head first, and you best believe I'm talking about it. I'm Jamie Rice, and from Murderish and Cloud 10 Media, this is Trendvetters, a bi-weekly podcast and YouTube series where I pull viral trends from TikTok, the internet, anywhere really, and then go down the research rabbit hole so you don't have to. When a trend goes viral, people hop on the bandwagon without knowing the backstory or whether the trend is actually good for you. This week, we're talking about Hollywood's not-so-secret weight loss cheat, otherwise known as Ozempic, a drug made for adults with type 2 diabetes. Ozempic was created to improve blood sugar levels, and according to the Ozempic website, it lowers the risk of heart attack, stroke, or death in adults with type 2 diabetes and known heart disease. TikTok, however, has been praising Ozempic as the skinny pen and the answer to all of our tummy fat woes. But what happens when you stop taking the drug? This is episode 1. Ozempic. If you're slightly dependent on TikTok as your daily source of entertainment and pop culture news, then you've probably seen all the videos about Ozempic and which celebrities might be using it. Chelsea Handler, Remy Bader, and even Elon Musk have admitted to taking the drug before, although Chelsea Handler claims she wasn't aware that she was taking Ozempic. According to an article from People magazine, Chelsea said about the drug, "My anti-aging doctor just hands it out to anybody. I didn't even know I was on it." She went on to say, "If you ever want to drop 5 pounds, this is good." If you can get your hands on Ozempic, you'll likely be instructed to inject yourself once a week with the drug in your stomach area, upper arm, or thigh. According to a 2022 article at uniquemedical.com, a patient's dosage for weight loss is typically increased gradually over 16 to 20 weeks to minimize gastrointestinal side effects like nausea or vomiting. According to that same article, a 68-week study was done on almost 2,000 overweight people. The study showed that those taking 2.4 milligrams of Ozempic once a week lost an average of 14.9% of their body weight, while those taking a placebo only lost 2.4% of their body weight on average. Some people taking Ozempic have reported seeing results in as little as 2 weeks, while others say it took several weeks for them to see a difference. Either way, it's a lot faster than busting your ass at the gym 5 days a week, hence the viral trend. For celebrities, getting Ozempic is like grabbing a Starbucks coffee on their way to the next gig. Like Botox, celebs have easy access to the drug. Though it's been reported that Ozempic is widely taken among celebrities, many of them are not so willing to admit they've taken it. All over social media are videos of celebrities denying use of the drug, even though they've had remarkable weight loss in a very short period of time, like Mindy Kaling, Khloe Kardashian, and Kyle Richards. Now, we can't say for sure that these celebrities have in fact taken Ozempic or one of its sister drugs. We can only confirm that social media and the internet claim they have. I mean, it's basically Google and TikTok official. On a semi-recent episode of Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, Real Housewives cast member Dolores Catania of New Jersey admitted to being on Mounjaro, a similar medication to Ozempic, which was also created for people with type 2 diabetes. Like so many others, Dolores started taking the drug for weight loss. She said on the show that basically she hopped on the bandwagon in preparation for an upcoming Real Housewives reunion, saying in so many words that she didn't want to be any bigger than any of her castmates. At one point, Andy Cohen said jokingly, "What housewife isn't on Ozempic?" To which Dolores replied, "Not one." Comedian and former host of The View, Rosie O'Donnell, struggles with type 2 diabetes, and she's been taking one of Ozempic's sister medications, Mounjaro. In a recent TikTok, Rosie lifted the curtain on Hollywood, spilling the tea about celebrities throwing Ozempic parties with their fellow elites.
Yeah, you have to have diabetes to get a prescription. That's what I heard, and I don't know. People are doing Ozempic parties here in L.A. where they all do Ozempic. But I have diabetes, too, and that's why I'm on it, so.
Whether celebrities admit to using it or not, Google searches for Ozempic are off the chain, and there's an insatiable desire for regular people just like you and me to get their doctors to prescribe Ozempic so they can follow the skinny trend. But before we jump any further into Hollywood's insatiable appetite for and perhaps misuse of the diabetes drug, let's talk a little bit about the sciencey stuff.
You guys, I'm like really smart now. You don't even know.
What Ozempic is and who it's really for. Ozempic, the brand name for semaglutide, is a compound that replicates a hormone we all make in our intestines that's released after we eat. Semaglutide helps increase the insulin release in response to glucose intake and causes a minor delay in gastric emptying. It also acts in areas of the brain that regulate appetite and food intake. Basically, Ozempic makes your body more sensitive to the insulin you produce on your own, and by doing that, it helps your body's fat cells shrink over time, resulting in weight loss. Many people taking Ozempic for weight loss report having a noticeable decrease in appetite and not being able to finish a plate of food like they used to prior to taking the drug. But here's the thing. Despite what you've seen on TikTok, Ozempic is not a weight loss drug, nor is it even permitted to be used for weight loss in any patient who doesn't have type 2 diabetes. That said, some doctors have been open about prescribing it to their patients for weight loss only and not to treat type 2 diabetes. Companies like Roe and Calibrate are offering their patients weight loss programs that combine Ozempic or a similar medication and a 12-month plan to keep the weight off. Calibrate and Rogue coin themselves as online weight loss prescription sites that offer easy access to Ozempic, even though there's a shortage of the drug at the current time. Underneath links to their websites, you'll likely see numerous articles entitled, Ozempic for Weight Loss Can Be Very Dangerous, and Florida Doctors Issue Strong Warning for Those Looking to Use the Drug to Lose Weight. It seems there are people in the medical community on both sides of this issue. Drug shortages and controversy surrounding the drug has not stopped a huge number of people who don't have type 2 diabetes from easily getting their hands on Ozempic. Thanks to TikTok videos using the hashtag Ozempic, the drug has gained more than 400 million views and influenced millions of people to try to snag the drug before it's gone due to such high demand. People who have type 2 diabetes have reported not being able to get their much-needed Ozempic due to its overuse by others. Actually, within the first 6 months of Wegovy, a sister drug to Ozempic, being introduced as a treatment for obesity in July of 2021, there were supply shortages due to both demand and factory production. And let's face it, this isn't all that shocking. It seems like Americans have been on a decades-long search for that magic weight loss pill that's going to help them shed pounds. So it's no surprise that any drug proven to be an effective weight loss tool, whether it's right or not, eventually goes out of supply due to high demand. Although some people argue that those using Ozempic strictly for weight loss are causing drug shortages for people with type 2 diabetes, others argue that using the drug only for weight loss is fine. These people argue that it's very common for medications to be used off-label, meaning they're used for purposes not approved by the FDA, and Ozempic is no different. People who are in favor of using the drug just for weight loss have pointed out that some people need to shed weight in order to be healthy and combat other serious medical conditions. But some of those overweight people cannot lose weight through diet and exercise due to medical and other reasons, so they turn to drugs like Ozempic to lose necessary weight. I've seen commenters on social media also saying that Ozempic is not the only option for people with type 2 diabetes. They point out that there are other alternatives like Bydureon, Victoza, Mounjaro, Tandiam, and Trulicity, which counters the argument that people with type 2 diabetes are struggling to access their needed medication. It's a polarizing topic, and in any given online forum about Ozempic, you'll find people on all sides of the issue. Although diabetics not being able to access that much-needed drug is by far the biggest issue, people also wonder, what happens when you stop taking Ozempic, voluntarily or not? TikToker Remy Bader recently spoke out about her experience with Ozempic, saying she gained double the weight back once she stopped the injections. On the Not Skinny But Fat podcast, Remy mentioned how her doctor recommended the drug shortly after it was approved by the FDA in 2020 to help with pre-diabetic insulin issues and weight gain.
I've been talking about Ozempic lately.
I know you have. You know, Ozempic. I was on that before it was trending.
So I wanted to ask you about it. When you talk about anything to do with weight, people like can't handle it. And It's almost like
it's their own insecurity.
Right.
No, but I get it. Like, I get triggered by so many things with weight. Now it's considered this trendy drug that is just looking at as negative. And I'm like, but what about all the people that like need it?
You were offered it not for vanity. You were offered it because your doctor.
It was brand new. Just got FDA approved.
Were you
no one knew about it. I was so scared. You know, a few months later got into the bad binging and went off it. And I saw a doctor and they were like, it's 100% because you went on Ozempic.
So it doesn't work. When you get off of it.
I gained double the weight back after.
Remy went on to say that it was making me think I wasn't hungry for so long. I lost some weight. I didn't want to be obsessed with being on it long term. I was like, I bet the second I got off, I'm going to get starving again. I did, and my binging got so much worse. So then I kind of blamed Ozempic. Because Ozempic is a fairly new drug, there isn't much research on the long-term impact of taking it and what happens to your body when you stop. While some people report increased weight gain after going off the drug, it's possible that others who've adapted to a new nutritious lifestyle might be able to maintain their weight loss post-Ozempic. Now, before you get all excited at the thought of hopping onto this skinny trend, if that's your thing, You first need to peep the price of the drug and the potential side effects, of course. Spoiler alert, Ozempic costs the same amount as some people are paying for rent. The skinny drug could set you back about $1,400 a month, give or take. That's about 8 times more than I pay for my miracle injection, Botox. Typically, Ozempic is covered by insurers when it's prescribed for people who have type 2 diabetes. But for people using the drug just to shed a few pounds quickly, they usually have to pay out of pocket. Join the club, people. My Botox, skincare products, and LED light therapy mask come right out of my bank account, despite my best efforts to get my insurance to cover it, under the basis that I need it in order to treat the myriad of skin conditions age has inflicted on me. I like to call these conditions fine line-itis, age spot fluenza, and collagen loss pox. Clearly, these are all very serious conditions, but I just have the Karen of health insurance because they refuse to cover any of it. In addition to the luxe price tag, Ozempic has side effects for some people. The most common side effects of Ozempic are gastrointestinal. We're talking nausea and vomiting, constipation, heartburn, and possibly loose stools. Some rare but serious side effects that have been reported in connection with a semaglutide include inflammation of the pancreas, diabetic retinopathy, kidney problems, gallbladder problems, and allergic reactions. There's another potential side effect of Ozempic, and it too has gone viral. It's a subtrend in the Ozempic family known as Ozempic face. Ozempic face is a term used to describe the sagging, gaunt look of the facial skin due to the loss of facial fat following drastic weight loss.
Are you too suffering from Ozempic face? Did you used to have a round face and be overweight, and now you've suddenly lost weight and your face is thinner? Look at this poor girl. It's a tragedy, an absolute tragedy.
With such rapid weight loss, the fat in your face and stomach are the first to go, causing loose and sagging skin, which millions of people took to TikTok to address. Here's the bottom line. Ozempic works if you're aiming to lose weight. As for how your face will react as a result of taking the drug or your body's reaction after getting off the drug, that's a roll of the dice. Learning to love your body seems like an endless and ongoing self journey. And for many of us, especially Gen X and older, trying to overcome the toxic diet culture we grew up with and accept ourselves for who we are at any size or weight is a battle. Still, the desire to be thin is very real. However, with celebrities like singer-rapper Lizzo, who constantly preaches self-love no matter what, often using the hashtag #FYourBeautyStandards.
You are whatever you say you are, and you're whatever you believe. You're not what these people say you are. You're not what society says you are. You are what the fuck you say you are. So look in that motherfucking mirror and remind yourself of who you are, because you are that bitch.
We're making strides toward a less toxic and more self-loving culture, but it's not going to happen overnight. To close out each episode, let's have a little fun. I always say whatever shows up on a person's For You page can tell you a lot about that person. The TikTok algorithm is scary accurate. I'm calling this segment Show Me Your FYP, and of course, I'll go first. Let's see how well the TikTok algorithm knows me. As of the date of this recording, here are the first 5 videos that show up on my FYP.
Fuck it. Try again tomorrow. When you have a day that is fucked beyond repair.
Okay, the first video that shows up on my FYP is this guy with an accent saying, when you have a day that is fucked beyond repair, go home, rinse, repeat, or something like that. So the caption says, when you have a bad day, self-help, sing. And then it says, #lifecoach, #lifeadvice. And I love this. I mean, it's just kind of like a funny little video to kind of tell you, listen, when you have a bad day that's fucked, just go home and take a nap or go to bed and wake up the next day and you'll be fine. I'd say the algorithm knows me on this one because I do like to just have little things like this pop up on my FYP to just remind me that, like, don't take life too seriously. Okay, on to the next.
So you move the tree out and you guys can continue on your path and you make it.
Okay. The next video is a podcast with a map in the background, and the podcast is called A Fool's Quest, I think. And it says, when the players get too sidetracked, and then it's hashtag D&D, hashtag TTRPG, hashtag actual play, hashtag D&D TikTok. Okay, this must be dungeon. Oh, I know that. Okay, the only reason I know what D&D stands for, I think, is because I recently covered a case on Murderish, my podcast, about a murderer who was into D&D, otherwise known as Dungeons and Dragons. So I think that's what this is. And I bet you the algorithm picked this up because I covered that case where I mentioned Dungeons and Dragons. So otherwise, I would say the algorithm does not know me because I really don't have any interest in Dungeons and Dragons. But it showed up on my FYP, and I guess it makes sense because I covered that case on Murderish recently. All right, on to the next.
Here's one thing that bugs the shit out of me.
Oh, I love this.
I'm manifesting. Oh, so there's this girl.
Okay, this is great. The algorithm definitely knows me. This is a couple of ladies. I think one of them's name is Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken. And she starred in an interior design show. I think it was on Bravo or HGTV, probably Bravo. And I think it was called Sweet Home. I think originally it was called Sweet Home Alabama. Then they changed it to Sweet Home. And she's actually a very talented interior designer, but it's kind of like Jeff Lewis's show, Flipping Out, on Bravo. That's for people who are into like interior design. You get that, you know, she makes over these high-end homes. But she also is like really freaking funny. And her best friend, who goes by Pump, is even funnier and wackier. And these two ladies together are freaking solid gold TV. Now, they are no longer on TV and they haven't been for a while, but thank Lord baby Jesus, they have a podcast together. And the podcast is called I've Had It Podcast, or I've Had It. And so they show up on TikTok with these little clips of things that they've had it with. And they talk about freaking such relatable stuff. And they're so snarky. And I don't know. I love these ladies. So yeah, I would say the algorithm definitely knows me because I love these two ladies on TV. I haven't listened to their podcast, but I see them on TikTok all the time. I follow them and they're freaking hilarious. So again, that's called I've Had It Podcast. Okay, on to the next video.
You're not bothering anyone, you know. Despite what you may think, you are not causing a...
Okay, the next video is a sponsored video for BetterHelp, which I would say the algorithm knows me. I've used BetterHelp before. I've also advertised for BetterHelp on the podcast, Murderish. And so I'm a really big advocate for getting counseling, getting therapy when needed. And the cool thing about BetterHelp, here I am selling them and I'm not even being paid for this right now, but you can do it like from your couch, from your office, from anywhere. You can text with your BetterHelp counselor, therapist. You don't have to leave your home, and that's their niche. So yeah, I would say the algorithm definitely knows me. Okay, on to the next one, and I think this will be the fifth video. Oh, cute. It's a cat. Okay, the algorithm definitely knows me on this. I freaking love animals. I will never, never, never get sick of watching any animal. It could be a little pig, a big pig. It could be a dog. It could be a horse. It could be a cat. Any animal video, I am 100% watching all the way through. So this particular video is just a cute little cat who meows when his owner walks in the door, and he literally climbs up his owner's body until he gets to his face and he starts kissing him. It's this cute little orange and white cat. It's freaking adorable. The algorithm definitely knows me because I love animal videos. All right, so those are the first five videos that showed up on my FYP today. So I want to see what's showing up on your FYP. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Jamie On Air. That's J-A-M-I On Air, where you can share what's popping up on your FYP and stay up to date with the podcast. You can also suggest viral trends for me to cover on the show. If you want a video version of this show, check out Trendvetters on YouTube. On YouTube, you'll basically get the same information as you do on the podcast, but I deliver it a little more casually with a few eye rolls here, a smart-ass comment there. You get the idea.
Hold up.
Listen, we've all fallen victim to a viral spiral at one time or another, hopping onto viral trends without vetting them out. In life, there are trendsetters, and then there are trendvetters, and that's where I come in. I go down the rabbit hole on these trends so you don't have to. By the end of each episode, you'll know how, why, and when a trend started, who's following it, and whether you should consider following it or not. Thanks so much for listening today, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks for a brand new episode.